Labour Group to welcome you here today. And the Labour Group on the London Assembly fully supports the RITC start. So I just wanted to reassure you that you have our complete backing in your dispute. And I'm delighted to welcome you here today, particularly because the rate for the London Living Wage is set by a team in City Hall. So in City Hall, the people who have determined that you should be paid £8.80 if you're going to be paid enough to live on. And my personal view is that it's not good enough to say that it should be voluntary. And the view of the Labour Group here on the London Assembly is very much that actually what we need, and it doesn't help in the short term, so please carry on campaigning, but what we need is to have a compulsory living wage. So we want to move the national minimum wage to actually represent a rate that people can actually live on. And it is ridiculous in this day and age that we've got people who are working hours and hours, sometimes working two jobs, and still not getting paid enough to live on. And we know it's not enough to live on because the people who are working out the rates upstairs in City Hall are telling us that if you have less than £8.80, you are not earning a living wage. The other reason it's good that you're here today, and I actually don't think the mayor's in the building today, unfortunately. Tom, you haven't stopped me around today. No, my colleague Tom Copley from the Labour Group is here as well. The mayor, he tells you that if your employer can afford the living wage, you should get it. So he's very good on the rhetoric, but actually, since he has been mayor, more jobs in London are paid below the living wage. Not just one or two jobs, 180,000 more jobs in London are paid below the living wage. And we know that 2 years ago, the last time we've got accurate figures for, over 500,000 people in London were paid below a living wage. So they were working and not getting enough to live on. And one of the things that's really special about your dispute and your strike is the fact that it has caught the imagination. And it's quite difficult, it's very frustrating. I've got unions quite a lot, and it's very frustrating when people are taking industrial action, when they've got causes that they believe in, and they're really frustrated because things aren't getting through the media. And I know that you probably feel that it's not getting as much coverage as you think you should, but actually, the coverage you got in the Standard yesterday was incredible. You have a guide paper basically saying that housing should be paid through the living wage. So I think that that's not just because you've caught their imagination and you had action outside of RITC, which is my lens of cinema, that has been really imaginative. It's caught the imagination of local people. You've done face painting, you've had activities for children. It's been a really good humoured approach to industrial action that's really caught the imagination and sympathy of people living locally. What you've also done is you've managed to get support for places that you wouldn't expect to get it. So you have the Evening Standard writing about it. And I think for anybody who tries to get things in the Standard, tries to get a little bit of a sympathetic coverage in the Standard, as myself and people like Tom and other politicians in the building do, it is incredibly difficult. So I think you should feel confident because people are recognising the justice of your campaign. And I think it's so frustrating, and I've had conversations with Mitch House as well, where they've come out, as Ken said, with excuses that are just nonsense. And it's just about sort of nonsense arguments. And you're sitting there, and you know how much these people get paid, and you think, well, would you accept this? No, you wouldn't accept this. These are well-paid executives, and they're so well paid, they've lost the ability to understand what it's like to get by on very little. And one of the things that I've challenged them on is on the fact that they say, well, you know, you can always get to living wage if you meet the customer care standards. They don't have to meet customer care standards to get their pay. They don't have to have mystery shoppers coming in and say whether they should get the extra pound. And you go, whether or not you get a living wage is dependent on whether a mystery shopper says, that they met the customer standard this week or this month. That is simply not fair. It is absolutely right that, as you say, living staff should get a living wage. So we're campaigning on the Labour Group here. We're raising the issue on your behalf when we can, but also the more general issue of the London living wage and the failure of the mayor to actually deliver what he said he's going to. And we're hoping we'll carry on pushing for him to follow through on his commitment to meet staff in the Ritzy and talk to you about how frustrating it is to you that you know that your employer can afford it, yet isn't paying. So please keep up your good work. Carry on the campaign in the way you have been. I'm sure you'll get loads of support on Sunday when you have your action outside the cinema, when the Ritzy is going to try for the first time during your strikes to actually put films on and to open on one of your strike days. And I think this gives you the opportunity to put your case across quite forcefully to people who might not know about the dispute, who might be coming along. And I'm confident that if you carry on as you are doing and carry on getting the levels as you are, you will win. And the only way you can carry on and win is by standing together as you have been, by drawing in people from the other cinemas who ultimately are likely to benefit from your campaign. And you can demonstrate the power of trade unions and the power of very positive industrial action in a very justified cause. So thank you for coming here today. Thank you for allowing me to welcome you to City Hall. And thank you for the opportunity to speak.